So my story is not about my grandmother, but it also starts with my grandmother. My grandmother was the worst cook in the world. She loved to cook for her family. She would serve us chicken that was still bleeding, or meat that was so cooked to death that we couldn't cut it. And she would never go to a restaurant because it was her grandma. She liked to be the grandma who cooked for her grandkids, and we weren't allowed to tell her we didn't like it. We had to figure out how to mush around on our plate, make it look like we'd eaten, and be very careful to not get salmonella. Because I'm not talking about like a little underdone. I'm talking like red, blood gushing out. So my mother, who's the daughter of my grandmother, was a very good cook, but she did not cook. She cooked on like holidays, but we did not come home from school and have a nice dinner every night. We ate, but we did not have a home cook. And I asked my mom about this, like, Mom, you're a good cook. Like, grandma's a terrible cook, and she cooks all the time. And you're really good at cooking, but like, you don't do it. Why? And my mom said, well, my mom was very religious growing up, and she said, if God meant for her to cook, he wouldn't have, she lived in New York City, said if God meant for her to cook, he would not have had me live somewhere with such fine restaurants. So growing up, I thought restaurants were a gift from God. This was to me what restaurants represented. So, of course, it was always important to go to restaurants, eat good food. So my long-term partner, my husband, who's here, him and I eat out a lot. I don't like to look at the credit card bills. We don't need to think about that. And so one night, a couple years into our relationship, we were like, I wonder if we've been to 100 restaurants together. You know, 100 seems like a lot. And we started just naming our restaurants on our fingers that we'd been to, and we quickly were unable to keep track. So we went home, and we did what any two good data scientists would do. We made a spreadsheet of restaurants that we've been to, and we made rules. Can't just be any. So we travel a lot. And when we travel, most people plan a vacation destination around, this is the site we want to see, and what do we want to eat that's near there? Ours is, here's this good restaurant. What's nearby? So we made rules that we weren't going to count restaurants we'd been to on vacation, so it had to be restaurants nearby. So we had to define nearby. So first we said, well, anywhere in Maryland. And then we went to Ocean City, and we said, well, this is a vacation. So we said, anywhere in Maryland west of the Bay Bridge. And then we went to Deep Creek Lake. So then we had to define where west was. So we said, anywhere in Maryland as far west as Masson covers, because that was, you could watch the Orioles, so it was still Baltimore territory. So that's about Hagerstown-ish, in case you're curious. And then we had more rules. So we counted which restaurants we'd been to. We didn't double count if we'd been there multiple times. It was still one count. And that's where the more rules came in, because restaurants change all the time. So if this was the same restaurant, but they had a new menu, is it a new place? Is it the same place? I don't know. If it's in the same building, but it's a totally different restaurant, there's a restaurant on our corner that in the 10 years I've been there has been like 8 different places. How do we count it? So we made rules. So new owner, new menu, new location, it has to hit at least 2 out of 3 of those to be a new restaurant. And sometimes we'll honor milestones and be like, okay, we're going to hit our 200th restaurant. How should we celebrate? But then this has gotten really, but then we'll realize, oh no, we double counted or we forgot to count a place. So that was really our 201st. So what do we do? So our restaurant, and it also becomes stressful every time we're deciding to eat. Do we go back to an old favorite, or do we expand a new list? And a couple of years ago, Andrew decided he was going to be a vegetarian, and you would think, well, that does eliminate certain places that we hadn't been to that we now couldn't go because they're not friendly.
We didn't make it to Parks and Rec.
That's the one I'm thinking of, actually. But on the other hand, so now the criteria is they have to also have a good vegetarian option. So our spreadsheet has the name of the restaurant, the neighborhood that it's in, if we've gotten takeout from them or if we've eaten in the restaurant, a rough approximation of the number of times we've been there, if it was pre or post vegetarian, Andrew, and then just a general comments column. So we're now at over 500 restaurants. And I have to say, in the introduction tonight, when he mentioned the event tomorrow, and we can't come tomorrow, but he said, oh, they're catering it from a Yemeni restaurant around here. We both pulled out our phones to be like, maybe we want dinner from there tonight. So, continue to think, restaurants are a gift from God. And I do cook, but I, like my mother also, am grateful that God had me live in this wonderful city with all of these good restaurants. And so I was going to end with, if anyone had any new restaurant if anyone needed restaurant recommendations, come ask me. But since the food and restaurant editor of Baltimore Magazine's here, I'm not sure I can compete. But anyway, I'm Jen, and that's my restaurant life.